House Bill 1020, an act to revise certain dairy inspection fees.
House Bill 1020, having had its second reading, is up for final consideration and passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Dunwald.
Mr. Speaker and ladies and gentlemen, this is a department bill that started out early in the session and went back and with a lot of tinkering with, a lot of cooperation and between the department and the industry, and they've come up with some pretty, I think, pretty good compromises. I don't know, for your everybody's information, dairy products get inspected every time they leave the farm, and of course we're picked up by the processor. But federal law requires that all dairy farms be inspected at least twice a year, and that's the reason for this inspection, because we export about 80% of the milk that we produce in South Dakota, and without these inspections, of course, we lose our opportunity to export and we'll kill the industry. So consequently, we have the inspections. Also, state law requires that we recover nearly 30%, as close thereto as we can, 30% of the cost of the inspections from the people that are being inspected. We don't quite do it with this increase in fees, but we come pretty close. And we're still not quite to the 30%, but nevertheless, we're close to it. But nevertheless, that is the agreement that was reached between the department and industry, and everybody seems to be happy. The big dairies, the small dairies, the department's happy. Everybody's happy. It's a good bill. Vote for it.
Further remarks on House Bill 1020? Hearing no further remark, I'm sorry. Representative Klochek.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and honorable members of the body. A question of Representative Dunwald.
State your question, sir.
Representative Dunwald, do you know, does this money go into the general fund or into the dairy fund for the inspections itself?
Representative Dunwald, do you care to answer the question?
I'll try it. You know, it doesn't say, so I'm not really positive. I think it goes in the general fund.
It goes into the general fund, is that what he said?
Right, because that is, I presume it would go into the general fund because general funds pay for that.
Representative Klochek, the information that I have is that the revenue from the fee increase will go to the Dairy Inspection Fund by operation of SDCL 403229, and therefore this will require 2/3 vote. Okay. And you still have the floor, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. May I continue?
Yes, you may.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and honorable members of the body. Well, not every dairy farmer is in favor of this legislation. From what I understand, the fees will double from $25 to $50 for their first inspect and from $25 to $75 on re-inspections, which is tripling the price. And at this time of low dairy prices, I don't know if we should be voting for this fee increase. Certainly there is a justification for some of this money, but I would ask that you consider this when you vote. And thank you, Honorable Mr. Speaker and members of the body.
Further remarks on House Bill 1020? Representative Van Norman.
Question for the sponsor.
State your question, sir.
Is it true that if you use this fee at the inspection level, is that the dairy that when you go up the chain, by the time people buy it, it's going to cost more money?
Representative Dunwall, do you care to answer the question?
I would be happy to, but I'd appreciate if you'd rephrase that question or repeat it. I didn't hear that quite.
You please restate that question, Representative Van Norman.
Yes, my question is that at this level, when you attach the fee directly to the dairy producer, after that product moves out, there are different points in the chain, and I was informed by the producer that it would cost more money to put the tax right on the producer than if it was attached at when the item sold. Do you believe that that's true?
I'm not sure I heard that, but would you say that it would cost more if it's put on at the producer or as if when the item is sold?
Again, if you place this tax right now on the producer, by the time it gets to the end of the road, there's going to be more cost to it because the tax is carried across. So the question is, do you believe that the tax is going to cost a little bit more at this level versus when it's put on the consumer?
You know, I'm still having a tough time hearing that, to be honest with you. But I understand if is this going to cost the producer, the consumer more if this fee is put on?
That is the question, sir.
I would guess probably, but $50 per dairy in a year. By the time you get down to a gallon of milk, I don't know if we've got a calculator fine enough to calculate that amount of increase.
Representative Van Dorman, you still have the floor.
Yes, I guess I'd like to know, what's the need for the increase in the fee?
Representative Dunwall, do you care to answer that question?
Yes, because some years back, and I don't know how many, this legislature decided that it was probably proper that 30% of the cost to make these inspections be charged to the people that are being inspected. And we've fallen way below that. We've doubled the fees in these inspections, went from $25 to $50 in a grade A and $12.50 to $25 on a grade B dairy, and we're still not up to it, to the 30% that this body has required in years past. And that's, of course, the reason for it. And it saves, otherwise the money comes out of the general fund, and it's a charge to the taxpayer. And that's the reason for the increase in fees.
Representative Van Dorman, you still have the floor. Okay. Further remarks on House Bill 1020. Representative Van Gerpen.
Question for the sponsor.
State your question, sir.
Representative Duhalde, would you happen to know when the last time was that these fees were updated?
Representative Dunwall, do you care to answer the question?
I'll take a shot at it, but I was so young that I can't remember that far back.
Would you care to answer the question truthfully?
I'll do as best I can. I was probably not quite approaching middle age at that time, but it's been and I don't know exact number, but it's been many, many years.
Thank you very much.
Representative Van Gerpen, you still have the floor. Okay. Further comments on remarks on House Bill 1020. Representative Bogolka.
Thank you, sir. I believe the answer is 1981.
Further remarks on House Bill 1020. Hearing no further remarks, the question before the House is final passage of House Bill 1020. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine, and the members will proceed to vote on final passage of House Bill 1020. I previously announced that it is a two-thirds vote passage. Representative Monroe.
Personal privilege?
Granted.
I'd like to introduce Dakota Bixler. She's a resident of Pierre here, goes to Riggs High School, but she is a statewide representative of the all-state journalists who had to qualify for the position they have through South Dakota State University, so if she'd stand up.
On behalf of Representative Nesselhoff, we have in the gallery Nan Ningren from Vermilion, ACS volunteer. If you'd stand up, please. Nan, thank you.
You're too good. Thanks.
All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 54, nays 16.
House Bill 1020, having received a two-thirds vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there questions as to the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.